visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the area Coach's Corner. And coach, finally getting to play a game in 2025. But all of a sudden, you run into Opie last night and lose 64-32. You're 4-3. You're still in a good position, but you're just in a little bit of a hole in the league, and the league is no slouch here this season.
Yeah, schedule with the snow days and the rescheduling. You know, we play Burlingame right off the bat. They're second right now in the league, and then we get a couple games postponed, and we turn around and get back first game against Opie. And, next thing you know, you're 0-3 in the league, and that's tough to battle back from. But, everything that we want is in front of us, and that's kind of our approach. One day at a time, get better every day, and let the, let our play do the talking, and hopefully we can get something rolling here.
How was the practice time during the holiday break before the winter storm made an impact, causing two postponements last week?
I think that we've had some good practices. I think that we, after the Melbourne loss, we really had to, take a step back and kind of see where we were at individually and as a team. And I think our guys have really responded. I thought that we played really hard last night. I thought that's probably the best we've played against Opie in the last couple of years, fighting wise, defensively. That's a really good squad. And our guys, I thought, really did a good job for three quarters of staying in the fight, even though the score might not have been where we wanted it. And that's something that we've talked about through the Christmas break. And, having the cancellations and the snow days, it's kind of gave us an opportunity to have a little bit more practices and less games. But, you hate it when, all the games get moved into 1 week and then they're all going to come at you fast. So hopefully, those practices pay off and the guys understand what we need to do moving forward.
It's going to be a busy couple of weeks for you guys as well.
Yeah, we got three games next week. We got this game Friday. And then we're LCL after that. So, a big bulk of our schedule has been condensed into 3 weeks again, but nothing that we haven't dealt with. We just dealt with it last year. So it's kind of normal. Our guys have been through it. Hopefully, we're a year older. We understand what we need to do. And, we got to focus every single day, put good days on top of good days. And, hopefully that'll propel us to where we want to be.
Anyone kind of stand out that did some good improvement over the holiday break? I know you mentioned a couple of guys to me.
Yeah, I think that, big thing is I think Keenan Renfro's really struggled at the beginning of the year, and I thought he really had a good game last night against Opie. He led us in scoring with 13. I thought he battled. I think he's showing, starting to get back into form, like how he finished for us last year. Nolan Trester, again, he was our another one up there last night, being able to score the ball for us, rebounding the ball, really showing some senior leadership. Coy Wilkerson, teams are starting to understand how to guard him a little bit better. Opie was able to hold him to 6 points last night, which is it's a big deal for us when it comes to scoring. And we've had guys step up every game. Different guys have been playing really well. It's just, we're still waiting to kind of get all them guys to play well at the same time and not take turns. And that's just something, that comes with the season and growing into new roles. And hopefully our guys are starting to get used to each other, how the season's playing out, and we can continue to build on that.
Visiting with Hartford boys basketball coach Colton Barrett here on the area Coach's Corner. And after last night with Opie, the Jaguars will be back at home coming up Friday against Waverly. Next week, a busy week for the Jaguars. Monday night at Lebo, makeup games from last week. Tuesday night next week, facing Madison, which will be our doubleheader that we'll have on Country 101.7 FM. And then Thursday of next week, make up games with Northern Heights. And then all of a sudden, it's Lyon County League tournament time. And every game matters now, and there's some good opportunities ahead.
Yeah, like I said earlier, we're 0-3 in league play, but two of the teams that, have beat us are ranked in state, no top of our league right now. We'd like to have the Melbourne game back. We got them the first time, they got us the second time. A lot of teams that are ahead of us, in the standings right now, we have an opportunity to play. So we still control our own fate leading into the LCL tournament and rankings or in seeding wise. And, it's a good opportunity for our guys, and, it's a good test for us in the middle of the season.
Definitely, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Waverly. Best of luck next week on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday against Lebo, Madison, and Northern Heights. We look forward to carrying Tuesday's game here on Country 101.7 FM, and we look forward to seeing you in the first round of the Lyon County League tournament coming up in a couple of weeks, and talk to you again in 2 weeks. We'll be talking during the tournament, right there in the middle on that Wednesday here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I look forward to it.
That's Hartford Boys Basketball Coach Colton Barrett joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Hartford State Bank on Country 101.7 FM.